Welcome back to the Green Front, and very pleased to have with me now, and I hope DR is still with us, the National Press Secretary for one of my favorite groups, and that is the League of Conservation Voters. DR had to hang up and go back to his day job. He does this on the side. Very pleased to have with me Jeff Goringer, if I pronounced that correctly, Goringer, and he is going to tell us about an effort that they have that is most needed, and that is to make sure that our imperiled planet, our environment, our climate is part of the discussion going into the November election. It was sorely missing in action during the earlier Republican primary debates. Of course, that's not really surprising, astonishing, and abysmal, and outrageous, almost criminal, I would say, but not all that surprising. But it cannot continue now that we're into the real debates, the ones that count, and the ones that really need to tell us where Mitt Romney stands, in fact, on our energy crisis, our environmental crisis, of course, our climate crisis. So, Jeff, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, Betsy.
You guys do such a fabulous job. Whenever people say, well, who should I vote for if I'm concerned about our environment, I always say, go to League of Conservation Voters. They have the environmental scorecard. You don't have to do all the research. They do it for you.
Thank
you. So I really just want to give you a shout-out for all the great work you do there.
Thank you.
And was very pleased to see that you're taking this on. I think you're going after Jim Lehrer to appeal to his intelligence and common sense to make sure that he includes a question on climate change. Just tell us if that's correct, if I understand your campaign correctly, and also how these things work behind the scenes. Who gets to decide what is asked and what is discussed?
Sure. So LCV launched this petition because climate change is the challenge of our generation, and the voters deserve to hear from both candidates on how they plan to address it. Unfortunately, we're really not seeing the kind of coverage of climate change that the American people deserve. You know, there was a recent study that came out that found that, you know, although July was the hottest month ever recorded in this country, less than 9% of television segments that reported on the historic heat wave made any connection to climate change. That's not good enough, but we have the chance to change that, and that's what we're aiming to do in getting Jim Lehrer to ask both presidential candidates on their plans to address climate change in the first presidential debate that's coming up in October.
And have you gotten agreement yet?
Well, we're hopeful. I mean, we started this campaign to show people that the American public want to hear where both candidates stand. And we're hopeful that with the enthusiasm on our side, the American public on our side, that there will be a question asked. You know, the person that gets to decide and the only person that gets to decide is Jim Lehrer. But we're hoping that, you know, if we show him the amount of enthusiasm that there is to hear both candidates express their views, that there can be a question asked.
And so it really is up to him.
It is. And, you know, the debates will help millions of voters make up their mind on who to vote for in November. The first debate, October 3rd, it focuses exclusively on domestic issues. And Jim Lehrer has done some really excellent reporting on the issue of climate change. And this debate really has the opportunity to provide voters with that sort of substantial discussion about climate change on the national stage that's really been missing thus far in the cycle.
Now, you guys have been at this a long time. Have you ever seen such a, you know, sharp distinction between the two parties, between the two candidates, since you focus exclusively on environmental concerns?
No doubt about it. This election is a really clear choice between two candidates who disagree on a lot of environmental issues, on the need to address climate change, and they would really take our country in two distinctly different directions. We at LCV have endorsed President Obama, of course. We believe that he would take our country in the right direction and leading our country further toward the renewable energy future, clean energy future. But from our perspective with the debate question, we think that the American public deserves to hear from both candidates. You know, they can make up their own mind. But that question and that discussion can't take place unless the question is asked, which is the whole point of this debate in the petition.
And hopefully it'll be a follow-up question if they both died, like if Obama goes with his somewhat standard, you know, all of the above is needed. And if Romney says not enough, you know, evidence is in, which of course is absolutely not true, that's been their position in the past. What teeth will be in that question or ability to follow up that we have not seen before?
Well, you know, it's really up to Jim Lehrer and the questions he asks and the sort of follow-up that he wants to get from both candidates. We're hopeful, again, given Jim Lehrer's work on climate change in the past, that he will really lead us to a substantial discussion from both candidates. We were pleased to hear President Obama talk about climate change in his acceptance speech at the DNC convention. It was really unfortunate to hear Mitt Romney, frankly, mock climate change and clean energy in his speech. So there were two distinctly different responses from both candidates. So, you know, we need that sort of substantial discussion on the national stage. And you know, that October 3rd debate in Colorado, it focuses exclusively on domestic issues, we think is the right opportunity to really have that big debate that the voters need.
And Colorado, of course, hit by, you know, the horrendous fires and heat and drought, seems an appropriate venue to bring up what's going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. And the American people are seeing the effects of climate change right outside their window, you know, in a way in which they haven't in years. And now is really the time to have that discussion. I think the American public really does want to hear from both candidates. You know, they can make up their own minds, but they can't hear where the candidates stand if they're never asked, you know, to outline their views.
Agreed. And it was one thing when Mitt Romney was saying, you know, we just don't have enough evidence, which, again, is false. But at least that would leave open the possibility that perhaps he would agree to assemble an objective task force of scientists, which has already been done, yes. But there's a lot of people apparently in this country who still think there is a debate, a legitimate debate among scientists. So you might expect that. But didn't he kind of throw down the gauntlet in not only that quip that came out of left field at the end of his acceptance speech at the convention, but also he repeated it on Meet the Press on Sunday as if he's almost being provocative. And how can he go from, you know, saying this is not what he's in the race for to saying, you know, I actually am taking this seriously? Is that even possible given we have less than 2 months to go and given how much publicity his comments, you know, deservedly got?
Yeah, you know, he really did double down. He made, the thought of climate change and clean energy into a laugh line, a punchline in his acceptance speech. And he doubled down on that a week later in Meet the Press. And that was a really unfortunate thing to see. And what we need is more coverage of these issues from the media. The candidates should be questioned on where they stand, on where they would take this country. You know, the American people want to hear it and deserve to hear from both candidates on where they stand. And at the end of the day, they can make up their own minds and after they hear from both candidates.
And do you get more traffic on your website, for instance, during these important presidential elections?
You know, I'll tell you, we've been really pleased with the amount of people that have been asking us about the issues surrounding climate change and environmental issues. There's certainly been a lot of enthusiasm for people to take a look at both of these candidates' records and where they would take this country. And we're happy to be that resource. And we hope that the discussion continues from the media at large, and we can have the sort of, you know, substantial debates that we think the public really wants to hear.
I think there certainly is a much larger, you know, segment of the public that does really want to hear this, and yet we don't seem to hear and feel and see that reflected. How can you be sure that, you know, many, many, many Americans are, as they should be, concerned about what we're going to do, what the next administration, what the next Congress is going to do to, you know, either bring, you know, cap and trade in or implement a carbon tax to really begin to address what is a quickly spiraling out of control crisis?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that there's no doubt that this election will be about jobs. But when we're talking about jobs, we are really talking about clean energy, because when we invest in this segment of our economy, it does create jobs. There are millions of workers every day that work in the clean energy sector all across this country. And, you know, this is the right segment of the economy to invest in, not only because it creates jobs, but also because it addresses the threats provided by climate change. So they really go hand in hand. So this whole debate that we should be having around climate change, it really does, at the end of the day, create jobs if we do move forward and address the threat that we face.
And why do you think that's not mentioned more often? You know, if we have to transition to a whole new, you know, energy source economy, a green economy, clean tech, all that is needed, wouldn't you think that would require, you know, thousands, if not millions, of new jobs and training? And wouldn't that, you know, address a couple of problems? You know, not only the unemployment, high unemployment, but also the high carbon emissions, and also maybe just give this country something to feel good about. We have, you know, kind of a third and silent crisis going on, I would argue, that, you know, people are feeling really discouraged and somewhat socially isolated and are lacking a sense of contribution and community. Some kind of, you know, real huge, you know, Detroit Project or Manhattan Project or, the Climate Project could really make a difference on so many levels, and yet you just don't hear this discussed, even, I would say, on, you know, the liberal talk cable shows. It just seems like when it comes to environment, climate change, maybe it's mentioned, but usually it's not, and it usually does not even, you know, rate as, you know, one of the top 5 or 10 concerns, and yet, I know people have to be concerned. Unless you're living under a rock, you have to notice what's going on with our weather, and more meteorologists are starting to connect the dots. It's just there's a disconnect there still that I'm puzzled about.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt that the best way to bring jobs to this country is also the best way to end our dependence on foreign oil. You know, and that's harnessing our limitless supply of clean energy and building wind turbines and solar panels and energy-efficient products that say made in America. You know, this country has led every technological revolution of the last two centuries, from electricity to telephones to automobiles, and we can lead in this one too. We just have to have the right candidate in place to lead that revolution, that clean energy revolution that we need. You know, it's our view that can't happen if Mitt Romney has his way. You know, he's a guy that's called renewable energy expensive fads and said they're not real energy. So, you know, we certainly have endorsed a candidate in this race, that's President Obama, because we believe he has the best plan. When it comes to this debate petition, we just want to start that discussion. We just want both candidates to be asked on the national stage so the voters can make up their own mind.
Well, I know that there's many, many, many of us who feel the same way, so we really hope you're successful in getting that as part of the debate, as
Thank
it
you.
Should be. And, you know, you say getting the right candidate's important, and of course it is, but look what, you know, Obama's not been able to do with a stubborn, you know, Congress. So it does matter who we vote for the House and Senate as well.
Oh, it certainly does. I think we need to give the president a Congress that he can work with and can address a lot of these challenges, because there's no doubt about it. We need to address the threat provided by climate change. The American people, regardless of their party affiliation, wants to see the government tackle this problem. So the American people are in agreement. President Obama's in agreement. What we need is to give him a Congress that he can work with to help us meet these challenges. There is a Washington Post poll that came out that 73% of registered voters say the federal government should regulate greenhouse gases from power plants and cars and factories, and that includes 61% of Republicans. So this really isn't a partisan issue. There's really bipartisan agreement among the voters. What we need is candidates in place, in Congress and in the White House who's committed to addressing the issue.
And, you know, there's also been polls that show that it would really behoove a candidate to talk about climate change, that it would benefit them, and yet it seems they don't read those polls.
Well, you know, no doubt about it that the American people want to see action. And I think that they, as they look outside their window and then they see the, you know, historic wildfires and droughts that we've seen and just dramatic temperature swings, that they're really seeing the effects of climate change like they haven't in a really long time. And I think the American people are sort of waking up to the challenge that we face, and they understand that we need to act. And what, you know, they want to see is a leader that can tackle these issues, and that's why it's so important that we have this question asked in the debate with Jim Lehrer. I was just saying, you know, that's why we need the question asked, because, you know, we can meet the challenge of climate change, but we can't do it unless we begin that dialogue about how candidates will take us there toward the clean energy economy.
Agreed. And do you still have the petition drive active? Can people sign on if they agree?
They certainly can sign on. They can go to lcv.org and they can sign this petition. We've been really, really thrilled with the amount of enthusiasm that we have for this petition. We've had more than 25,000 people sign on to this petition in the first 48 hours since it was announced. So we're really pleased with the enthusiasm and the feedback that we've gotten, and we encourage people to log on to lcv.org and make their voice be heard.
Jeff Gerwinger, thank you so much. We've been speaking with the National Press Secretary for the League of